Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, this is Bob Soucy for Patriots Today. With the scouting combine behind us, the focus of the football world shifts to the upcoming free agency period and, of course, the NFL draft. For 31 teams, it's a time to rebuild their rosters with the hopes of unseating New England atop the league. For the Patriots, it's a matter of reloading with the goal of repeating as Super Bowl champs. With that in mind, we asked ESPN NFL insider Field Yates to assess the state of the Pats entering this critical window of the so-called offseason.
Well, the Patriots are in a unique spot. Two things. First of all, you look at this roster right now and project that these guys are healthy going forward. Some of the players that are coming off of injury, whether it's a Jerod Mayo, et cetera, there may not be a whole bunch of 53-man roster spots entering training camp next year. So, you know, the pool of players they might be focusing on could be slightly narrower than other teams. But also, it's just because we need to sort of do away with, you know, he's a 4-3 defensive end or a 3-4 defensive end. I mean, today's NFL, you're playing two-thirds of your snaps in sub-defense. Even if you're a base 3-4, you might be in a 4-3 front, you know, 1,000 snaps during the season. And also, we know that, like, it doesn't have to be what his impact will be every single week, but maybe a player like Brian Timms, for example, he may not be a robust part of the game plan every single week, but there might be a couple of weeks where you say, listen, we need to have that guy that can stretch the field vertically because we're going against a secondary that's going to have some shot there, is going to roll that safety down and have only one guy playing the deep middle part of the field. Or perhaps we've seen something on tape that suggests, you know something, for the past couple of weeks, they've left a couple of openings out there for a big play. We got to make sure we incorporate Brian into the game plan this week. So the Patriots have a good ability to sort of compartmentalize what the roles are. It's not just 4-3 defensive end. It might be like, this is a player who brings speed at a position we don't have a lot of speed. This is a guy that brings suddenness at a position we're not very sudden. They have a way to sort of see things, take a step back, and evaluate in the bigger picture.
The best you can, what do you project for the Patriots in this year's draft, or what areas do they need to address?
It seems like the talking points, and this could change with free agency, probably his interior offensive line is one that we're going to keep an eye on. The Patriots always covet a versatile guy, young guy who could pick up the system. We've seen them draft guys in the first round like Nate. We've seen guys like Brian Stork last year in the fourth round come in and be a starter basically once he got healthy last year. And then you see guys like Ryan Wendell who developed the practice squad. So the Patriots are probably might find at least one more bot in the interior offensive line that could be in the mix for some snaps next year. I think you could probably never go wrong with positions of need like pass rusher, cornerback. You never have enough good pass rushers, never have enough capable cover cornerbacks, maybe a running back depending on the development of James White, and then of course what happens in free agency with both Stephen Ridley and Shane Vereen, the Super Bowl hero.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.